Brewers President of Baseball Operations, David Stearns, is our guest on Brewers 360, sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling. All right, Captain Stearns, thanks for being with us just days ahead of the trade deadline. We have legitimate questions to ask you, and we know you're not going to give us your list of guys and list of teams and things like that. But we want to gain some insight into your process here. We've developed a system here that we think will be revealing for our fans. So I want to ask you a series of very simple questions. I need the answers to those questions. They are non-baseball specific, but we think this is going to help us understand, okay?
Maybe this will help my process as well.
Absolutely. We are here to help. We're fans of the Brewers. Okay.
Let's do it.
Question number one. This man was the first president of the United States.
Okay. Washington.
Correct.
Nailed it.
Good. All right. Some team here that might be playing in sports. You have your regionals, you have your sectionals, you go to state, and if you win there, you go on to...
Nationals.
Okay, good.
Interesting.
Harry Potter and various other wizards use this tool for casting spells.
Lost. No chance.
Okay, it's a magic...
It's like a stick.
Wand?
Yes, very good. And some folks call it pop, but around here we usually call it... This is a beverage.
Soda?
Yes.
Soda?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Soda?
Yeah, very good.
Nice.
Good.
Okay. All right.
Listen, in a moment, we're going to have Greg Pancake Hill, our producer here, put that through our machine.
We'll dissect those.
See if that helps us gain any knowledge into
In the interim, David, while Greg does some magic with his wands back there, you guys are scorching hot out of the break here. Offensively, you've won 5 out of 6. Rowdy goes deep twice yesterday. Luis Urias is coming on. How do you balance where you are now with big picture needs over the course of the season? Because we've talked to you about it. Like, a bat is a potential need for this team. Trade deadline's Tuesday. How do you balance the short term with the long term?
Well, that's the magic in all of this, is recognizing that we want to do what we can to improve our team while also ensuring that we remain competitive for as long as we possibly can. So every deal we look at is a balance of what it's going to do to our present team and what it does to next year and the years after. So there's no magic formula to that, although I think the output of the machine that's being run right now is going to yield an answer that certainly would improve any team right now.
The machine's working.
I'm sure the machine's working. But the reality is there's no magic formula to this. We do our best to make judgment calls as to what's going to impact our team now and how to remain competitive for as long as we possibly can.
Well, before that trade deadline, David, you guys got another series in Boston. That's such a special ballpark, Fenway. When was the last time you were there specifically? I can't remember recently the Brewers making a trip out to Boston.
Yeah, I have not been there with the Brewers in some of my previous stops with other teams. I went there, and it's a great ballpark. I will not be there this weekend. I'm going to be here in Milwaukee working on the deadline, but it's a great ballpark. Our players will enjoy playing there. It's a very intimate setting where fans are right on top of you, so I'm sure they'll enjoy it, and hopefully we can play well and get a couple wins.
Now, David, we certainly appreciate your candor always with us here on the morning show, and you've given us the answers to the best of your ability. We've gotten honest insight from you, but just I guess you can correct us if I'm wrong here, but I think our machine has gleaned an insight into the top player on your list here as we approach the trade deadline. And
Washington.
I think I heard you say
Washington.
This is the guy that you are looking for.
Washington Nationals.
Wand.
Soda.
There it is. Wow.
I'm surprised you just came out and said it, man. I mean, that's...
Well done. You got it out of me.
we extracted it from him this morning. Oh, he's a tough nut to crack, that Stearns. All right, David. I'm sure you have way more important things to do than that. Thanks a lot, man, and good luck. We'll
thanks,
be
David.
Interested to talk with you next week, whether we've gotten somebody or maybe we haven't. We just keep swinging the bats like we have. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, guys. Take care.